Rika and Kathy Gonchulia. Close? All right. But Rika and Kathy grew up in Romania, communist Romania. And they escaped out, and he's going to share his testimony of that. But they have gone back to that country. Of course, it's no longer communist. They've gone back, and there they're ministering to their neighbors and their friends, their families. We so easily forget that the freedom that we enjoy every single day has been hard fought for in our nation. And other countries around the world have not so enjoyed such freedom. And so as Brother Rika comes and he shares his testimony and he brings forth God's word, this is a man who has seen both sides of that. And so that's why this morning he is our preacher.
Thank you. Yes. You heard already my name. Praise the Lord. Good morning. It's good to see you and meet some of you. I like to thank you for giving me the privilege of sharing our testimony this morning in your church. We are really blessed being this month in your church and for the mission conference also. Praise the Lord. Now, one thing I know, when I come up to the pulpit, everybody sees something, heavy accent. But I want to tell you something that doesn't have nothing with my health. And I want to share with you a story. One time, a Korean pastor came in the United States. By the time when he was in the States, an American pastor invited him to speak in his church. And the Korean pastor said, "Man, how about now? What I gonna do now? Because I have heavy accent. I have to go and speak or don't." And he started praying. After a few days of long prayer, Lord answered his prayer, you know, and the Lord said, "Son, you have to go and speak. Why you don't go and speak? Son, I want you to understand something. I call you to speak, so you have to go and speak. To speak is your problem. To understand is their problem." So, now, you know, which is my problem and which is your problem. Now, in our testimony, if I want you to see something, I want you to see how a mighty God we have. And I want you to see his hand in every step in our life. Actually, everything started in 1982, when I feel something was missing in my life. And I said, "Man, I think what I need in my life, I need God. But how I can find God, because I never met a Christian which came to share me about salvation which come to Lord Jesus Christ." And because of that, I start looking for God the way I was thinking. Going to the factory during the night, I stop in the front of Catholic Church, I put my hands like that, and I said, "God, if you are a living God, if you exist, I want to see you." After that, I was looking on the roof of the building to see God, but never happened. Instead, I was surprised by my workers in the factory. In the same time, they start talking about repenters. In Romania, even today, They call the Baptist Christians repenters, and we are repenters. But the language what they use about repenters was really bad. But what was really interesting, they were talking about repenters days in the road. And man, I said, I think they talk about repenters because God wanted me to find this kind of people and through them to find him. I didn't have time to talk with them about repenters because I took vacation, and in that vacation was our wedding. Now, in Romania, when you have the wedding, is different than here. I was talking with my wife about our wedding, and I talked with Kathy, and I said, Kathy, to have a good start in our life, we have to do a big wedding. We're going to make a lot of money, because in Romania, when they come to your wedding, they don't come with gifts. They come with money, and they give you good money. So we're going to have big wedding. We're going to make a lot of money, and we have a good start in our life. But for that, I borrow all the money because I didn't have any money. Came the day when we had our wedding, and we expected to come from the village about 300-350 people. Instead of coming, 300 people came about 40-50 people. In the front of our backyard, I met Kathy, and I said, Kathy, we are destroyed. From now on, we have to work years and years to pay back the money what we borrow. I start crying, and I said, man, I have to go somewhere. They see I am crying on the day of my wedding, and I am a man. And I said, the only place where I can go and nobody see me is behind the house. I ran right away behind the house, and first time in my life, I knelt down, I picked up my hands, and I said, God, if you exist, if you are a living God, please help me this time, and I promise you I'm going to repent. I came out from behind the house. We start feeding the 40-50 people, how many were around. Why I tell you this story? Because later that afternoon, when we didn't expect people to come to our wedding because it was too late, the people from the village start to come. And when they start to come, they were keep coming, and here they are our neighbors. They came to me and they said, Rica, what are we going to do now? We have too many people, and we don't have enough tables. Men, go your homes. Bring tables, benches, chairs. Help me. We have to feed everybody. And in the end, we went out much more better than we expected. That was the day when in that experience I saw Lord's hand, and I believe there is a living God. On following Thursday, I start my job to the city. In my mind were the words, you promise you repent, you have to repent. Man, I promise I repent. What I have to do, because I do not know nothing about repenters. And the Lord told me, ask them. They were talking about repenters. And I went to my co-workers. I asked one of them, two of them, three of them. No one of them wanted to talk with me anymore about repenters. And now between them was the person which I was working with, actually. But I said in the beginning, I don't ask this one because he is the wrong person. He is true. Because I didn't have anybody else to ask, I went to him and I said, man, you know something about repenters? Oh, yes, I do, I know. When I was a kid, my mom took me once over there. Oh, when I hear that, how about if you take me Sunday to their church? How about if you take me Sunday where they get together? And he said, man, they get together somewhere in the church over here, but I never want to go back over there. was first time when I heard actually the repenters go together in the church. And I said, man, listen, if you take me Sunday to their church, I promise you when the church is done, I take you to the restaurant and I pay the bill. When I told him that, he said, man, cool, I take you Sunday to the church. But you have to promise me we will be staying only 15 minutes. Right away, I was thinking, if I don't tell him 15 minutes, he don't take me. Okay, man, deal, 15 minutes. Following Sunday was first time when I step in a Baptist church. When I opened the door from the church and I step inside, actually, I really feel the power of the Holy Spirit. It was a different world. We were sitting somewhere in the back, and after 2-3 minutes, he start looking at to his watch. You know, he was waiting for a beer. After 15 minutes, he said, "Rica, time is over. Let's go to the restaurant." I was looking, and I said, "Man, I'm sorry, I lie. For nothing in the world, I'm not gonna leave this world, this place. I wanna stay over here to see what happened." He jumped up, got mad, went out on the door and was gone. That morning was first time in my life when I heard about salvation which came through Lord Jesus Christ and became the most important day in my life because was the day when I received Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Amen. When I left the church that morning, I feel I was flying. I even didn't feel I walk on the road. I went straight home. I went to Kathy and I said, "Kathy, in the morning I've been to Repenter's Church. Tonight you have to come with me in that place. Really happened something." In the afternoon, Kathy came to the church and she got saved. Monday morning, I went to the factory, start my job. Before we start the job, I told the manager, he took me yesterday to Repenter's Church and I repent. And I tell you that because from now on, I never come on Sunday to the factory and work. He looked like was thinking I was kidding. But after, I do not know exactly how many Sundays, one Monday morning, the manager came really mad and he said, "Man, I was thinking you kidding going to that church." "Man, kidding, I wasn't kidding. I repent and I have to go on Sunday to the church." "Oh, you don't want to quit going to the church because we need you on Sunday in the factory?" "Oh no, I never quit to the church." "Then I help you." And from that day, they start to change my job. Actually, in the end, they start my job 4 times. They ask me even to do the maintenance job, which is something else than you know in United States. In Romania was so much mess in the factory and especially in the restaurant because we didn't have any lights during the night or ever. But I did everything what they asked me to do, but I never back up. And now, one day in the factory, when we had the lunch, and the communist time, we had large cafeteria, and the people from the factory had a lunch in cafeteria. Maybe 300 people, more than 300. During the lunch time, I was somewhere in the front when I heard a voice from the back. A communist person stood up and he cried really loud, "Hey, repenter! What God say today?" "Man, I've been surprised. I didn't expect it. Someone to ask me something like that. I knew it, he addressed to me. I can have my lunch, but that means I am ashamed by the cross of Lord Jesus Christ. If I tell them what God said today, because I didn't think, I didn't have time to think something, to tell them what God said today, but in the same time, I feel like a hand picked up me. I stood up and my mouth was opened and I start saying the verses from Acts 17, 30 and 31. God command everybody from everywhere to repent because he appointed one day when he gonna judge every person to the person of Lord Jesus Christ. I stood down, that they want, that they got it. I went back, start my job. When a communist person came to me and he said, you have to leave the things they are, you have to go to the communist office. I knew it. Man, they heard I shared the gospel in cafeteria. I went to their office. You know, when I stepped inside, their leader when saw I'm the person which stepped in their office, he pointed his finger and saying really loud, you came? Yes, I came. You know why I ask you to come over here? No, I do not know. Why you think we do not know what happened in this factory? You think we do not know? You talk about with people in the factory about God. You share the gospel. You go to Repenter's Church. I ask you to come over here because you have to stop going to that church. Talk with people in the factory about God or Bible. We don't believe in God. We are communists. Man. Whatever, that is problem. But you know, I went to the church, I received Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and the Word of God tells me nothing and nobody can disarm me by the love of God. So whatever what happened, I will be going to Repenter's Church. And after that, he blamed me all the way. He said, get out from here, and I don't want to never call you back to tell you stop going to that church. And because I keep going to the church, they had meeting, communist meeting in the factory. That time I used to enjoy in communist party. And they discuss my situation. They have to throw me out from their party if I don't quit going to the church. And that day when they had the meeting in the factory, one of the old leader communist brought a really old Bible. When they asked me go in the front, the communist leader came with the Bible and he said, man, you think only you have the Bible, only you read the Bible. Look here, I have the Bible, I read the Bible, and I'm here to tell you this is not what you think. The Bible is not the word of God, is not real. How can you believe in the Bible? And, you don't believe in the Bible? Man, I don't believe. He said, okay. I took the Bible and I put it like that, and I make few steps. When I did that, the guy from here just jumped on me, and he pulled out the Bible. Man, for nothing in the world, I'm not going to give you this Bible. This is a gift from my mother. Man, you can't say that in front of everybody. You see, you say you don't believe in the Bible because of your job. But if you want to have in your house and if you love the Bible so much, that means you believe in God. You see? And finally, because I never quit going to the church, they decide to take away my communist license. And came the day when they asked me to go to the city hall because the communist license was taken away only by the mayor from the city. In that day, when I stepped in their office, the mayor from the city was to that end of a long table on the side of communist leaders. Only the mayor from the city was the person which tried to convince me I have to renounce going to the church. It was impossible. In the end, he said, You are married? Yes, I do, I am married. You have children? Yes, I do, I have 3 children. Oh, you have 3 children? Yes, I do. You know, you and your family are not going to have any future in Romania? I was looking and I said, yes, I know that from the beginning, but I want to tell you that I know one thing, we got saved and we're going to spend our eternity with Lord Jesus Christ in the heaven. Because you don't want to repent, you're going to spend your eternity in the hell. Throw the communist license on that, just get out from here and I never want to see you again. I put the communist license over there, I went out, I never saw again the mayor from the city because about 5-6 months later he died. Now, we went through difficult time, but we never back up and Lord was beside us all the time. In 85, I lost my job, was difficult time. One day morning, we were ready, one Sunday morning, we were ready of going to the church. When the devil came and he said, you go to the church and you don't have any food in the refrigerator, you don't have nothing for lunch, you don't think it will be better if you go and find some food for the lunch. I told Kathy, look here what the devil is saying. Man, we go to the church, we went to the church. I tell you this experience also because I want to see you how mighty God we have. That morning when the church was done, I went about ready of going out on the door from the church when somebody touched me on the shoulder. When I turned, a really old sister from the church, she said, Brother Rica, can you wait a few minutes? I didn't know what she wanted, but she just left and in few minutes she came back with a plastic bag in her hand. When she came really close, she said, Brother Rica, last night passed by a group of American brothers. They brought us a bunch of chickens. You have 2. Man, unbelievable for 1 chicken. I went in the line sometime waiting to buy from 9 in the morning till 5 afternoon when they have to sell the chickens in 5 afternoons. They said they don't bring today, the chickens come tomorrow. I come to the church and I got 2 for free. You see, my brothers, I want to tell you, I do not know every one of you and how faithful and how is your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. But you can have all the dollars from America in your accounts, banks, the pockets full of dollars. If you don't have Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, you don't have nothing. You can hear the poorest person from Vermont. If you have Lord Jesus Christ, you have everything because our God is a mighty God and the word of God tells us he can take care of our needs. He never gonna leave us. Now to the end of 88, I wake up one night from sleep and the voice inside of me was telling me, you cross the border and you go in America. And finally, I understood Lord wanted me to cross the border. But to cross the border between us and Yugoslavia was Danubio River. I need the boat. I asked for a boat and on the communist time the boat wasn't allowed. But first person which I asked, he gave me boat. I had the boat and I was afraid to cross the border just by myself. And Lord said, you have to ask Kathy to come with you. I went this day to Kathy and I told her, you know, I didn't tell you nothing, but Lord is telling me I have to cross the border and I got already the boat, you have to come with me. When I told her that, where you want to go? In America. Where is America? You know where is America? Yes, I do. I know on the map. But what else? Rico, we have 3 children. You know how many people were killed on the border. If they catch us, they're gonna kill us. Who gonna take care our children. Or even if they don't catch us, they're going to put us 1.5 years in the jail. Who going to take care of our children? Kathy, you come with me. You know how many experiences I had with the Lord. He is telling me to cross the border, they don't catch us. Okay, if you tell me that, I come with you. Came the night when we've been on Danubio River. When we were almost to Yugoslavian shore, they came to kill us. And even in that night, in the front of the ship which came to hit our boat, we saw Lord's hand. Because when they approached to our boat and hit us, in the front of their ship came big waves, and our boat was a round rubber boat. The waves hit our boat and we start spinning like that, and actually the waves push us all the way to Yugoslavian shore. Later on in that night, the Yugoslavian soldiers catch us and they put us in the jail because we crossed the border illegal. After 22 days of jail, they put us in a refugee camp where I lived the worst time in my life, because I find out about 95-96% from a refugee camp are sent back in Romania. Man, I had so many problems. Over there, I took three days of fast. All day long, I pray. After 3 days of fast, I knelt down to my bed. I took out the small Romanian Bible from my pocket, and I start praying, saying, Lord, please help me and tell me what happened with us, through the chapter where I opened the Bible. When I opened the Bible opened to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 7. I'm going to take you in the good country where flow rivers. And I read, continue, your gold, silver, multiply, you're going to live in big houses. Man, when I read all of that, peace came into my heart and I was sure I'm going to come in America. We had a few weeks later the interview with representatives from NATO, and we took that interview and they put us out waiting for an American embassy. But actually now was the worst news, because America never took any person which ever enjoyed in communist party. So I used to enjoy before I was saved. On the day when we had the interview to the American embassy, the lady from my office, which have to give us the questionnaire with questions, and one of the questions was if I ever enjoyed communist party, she came to us and she said, you don't have to answer because we just finished the questionnaire with question. You go for interview with the ambassador. We went for interview with the ambassador. When we step inside, the ambassador even didn't look who stepped in his office. He was filling some papers over there. First question was, tell me something about your Christian, about your life in Romania. I start telling him about our life in Romania. When he stopped me and he said, are you Christian? Yes, I do, I am Christian. If you are Christian, tell me something about your Christian life. Man, when I hear that, I never had this opportunity. In Romania, I shared the gospel to director, engineers, police, but never to an ambassador. I just start sharing him the gospel. After a few minutes, he picked up his face, was looking to our faces, and he said, you see out on the hallway that window? Yes, we do. You go over there, you take the fingerprints, you go in the United States. I couldn't move from that place because I knew it. Over here was or is the hand of a mighty God which controls the mind of the king. We came in United States, in the blessed land on the world. We couldn't believe. We saw over here things which we never think in Romania exist somewhere. something like that in the world. We start our life enjoying. We've been really blessed. After 1 year, we've been in the business. We really experienced Deuteronomy chapter 8. When one day Kathy in 96 came to me, by the time when we had the mission conference in Victory Baptist Church, Anaheim City in California, and she said, how about if we surrender mission? What? We have mission conference. How about if we surrender mission and go back on the mission field of Romania? Get over here. We have everything what we want over here, house, money, cars, and Lord doesn't call me on the mission field. Later that year, I brought from Romania a pastor friend of mine. He came over here to raise money and build a church in the city. When I took him from the airport, he said like that, Brother Rick, I came in the state to raise money and build a church, but I tell you, I came over here to take you back to Romania. Man, take it easy. I want you to come home and see what house I have. Tomorrow I take you down to my business. You're going to see what business I have. About Romania, we talk later. Now, dear, here we are. Step in our home. When we came home, the pastor took out from his luggage a bunch of letters. He said, Rica, Brother Rica, these letters are from a brother from the church. And I said, man, they still love me. Look here. But I want a letter from my best friend, which was pastor. And finally, I find the letter from my friend. I open that letter, and in that letter I find the words, Rica, I know you are in America. Everybody know how blessed you are. You have business, you have money, you have a big house, everything what you want. But one thing I want to remind you. You remember in the communist time how much we pray that communism to fall down, and we have the opportunity to share the gospel openly. You remember the joy we used to have going every Sunday and Saturday and Sunday to the small churches, to the villages. Man, when I read that, I start crying, and I leave my friend over there. I went in my bedroom and I said, Lord, what do you want from me? I'm going to start and pray to see if you want me to go back on the mission field. So the year passed by, came 97. In 97, during the mission conference, I came from the shop. I was really tired. In that evening, I spent, I do not know how long time, in the shower, staying in bathtub. I do not know, but something happened. Lord somehow brought in my mind the joy I used to have going every Saturday and Sunday to the small churches or the villages and share the gospel. And the Holy Spirit said, Erika, you have to surrender and go back on the mission field. Okay, Lord, I think about it. I will be praying. But the Holy Spirit says, Rica, you have to surrender now, and you have to surrender here. I just saw myself on the knee in bathtub, and I said, Lord, if you want me to go back on the mission field, I promise you, I sell everything what I have over here, and I go back on the mission field of Romania. I understood He wanted me to go on the mission field of Romania. In our life, we have, like every one of us, plans and plans. And every one of us like to build his empire on this world. But you know, so many times our plans are not Lord's plans. I understood after 12 years, He brought us in United States, Just prepare for the mission field of Romania. You know, the most important thing in our life is to be sensible to the voice of the Holy Spirit and be ready to do what Lord wants us to do, because it's much better with the Lord Jesus Christ out in the storm. We'll be much safer over there than over here, where you think you are safe with no Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe Lord Jesus Christ called you to do something in the ministry, in the church over here where is your Jerusalem, or in Samaria or somewhere else. But if Lord calls you, listen and be ready to do what Lord wants you to do, because sooner or later, every one of us gonna leave everything behind. We're gonna remain with what gonna invest in the kingdom of heaven. Leaving everything in America, or leaving what America offer us, going back on the mission field, we were so blessed. We start 3 churches. We see and we continue to see people which are saved. We have 2 feeding centers, 2 foster homes. We feed and grow children. And we invest ourselves in the others. And you know, that gonna bring us the precious reward what we can receive as a result of our work on this world. You think about it and be ready to ask Lord what he want you to do, and do whatever what he want you to do. Be ready. Thank you. Amen. Thank you.
So the reason I had Rika come and speak to you on this Memorial Day weekend is because, you know, Christ has set us free through his shed blood. But also we enjoy the freedom of the very nation that we live in. And we are reminded by people like this of what a precious gift that is. I want to challenge you this week as we go into the missions conference to come. We're going to have Brother Rika is going to be here with us. Brother Paul Awal, who is a church planter in Nigeria. Also, we have a single lady who's going to be with us, Ali Alexander, to Colombia. She's going to be with us. It's going to be a great week. But if you're not here, you will miss it all.